Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something a lot of e-commerce owners are asking about. Is there an actual alternative to SEO that works? More than theory, we're talking real strategies that drive traffic without waiting months for rankings. Joining me is someone who's been deep in the trenches of content distribution. Let's jump in. So, what exactly makes omnichannel content distribution different from traditional SEO?
Great question. SEO is primarily centered on optimizing your own website, your pages, your technical setup, your search performance. The goal is to earn durable, organic traffic from search engines. It focuses on one destination. Omnichannel distribution, on the other hand, amplifies reach across multiple platforms. You're taking one piece of content and repurposing it into articles, videos, audio, infographics, and spreading them across hundreds of third-party sites and channels.
So it's less ranking one site and more being everywhere your audience is.
Exactly. Think of SEO as building a strong foundation on land you own. Distribution means planting flags on multiple territories. Social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, video platforms like YouTube, podcast sites like Spotify and Apple Music, even local news websites and image sites like Pinterest. You're creating exposure and discovery beyond your own site.
Right. What about speed? I know SEO can feel like watching paint dry sometimes.
That's one of the big trade-offs. SEO tends to be slower to build, but more durable if it works well. It forms a long-term foundation because the rankings and content live on assets you control. Omnichannel distribution can generate faster visibility and more touchpoints. It's particularly beneficial for brand awareness or campaigns that need broad exposure quickly.
So to everyone listening, if you've launched a new product line or you're trying to break into a competitive market, speed matters. But here's what I'm curious about. Does distribution actually convert? Or are we looking at vanity metrics?
That's the critical question. The value depends on three things: audience quality, placement quality, and content quality. If any of those are weak, you might get reach without meaningful leads or lasting impact. But when done right, the results can be compelling. Top-performing e-commerce brands frequently post across various platforms and extensively repurpose content into diverse formats, like articles, videos, audio, infographics, and images. One brand saw a 45% increase in monthly sales by boosting content output and diversifying formats without increasing ad spend.
45% without more ad spend? That's huge. What formats are we talking about here?
Visual content is king. Video was identified as the most effective content format for retail and e-commerce in 2023. But video is only part of the equation. You also need images, infographics, podcasts, slide decks. You're meeting people where they consume content. Research shows that 73% of online consumers are likely to purchase a product after viewing explanatory videos that demonstrate how it works. Producing helpful content is widely recognized to increase customer engagement and influence purchasing decisions.
Have you seen this work in practice? Any examples that stick with you?
Oh, definitely. I remember one e-commerce client who thought their blog posts were enough. We took those same posts, turned them into short videos for social, audio snippets for podcasts, and infographics for Pinterest. Within 3 months, their traffic sources diversified dramatically. They weren't relying solely on Google anymore. The owner joked that he finally understood why people say, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket."
That's a good way to put it. So that point about diversifying traffic sources sets up our next piece: how to execute multi-platform content at scale. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Hyper Digital Marketing. They help businesses grow organic traffic from search, social, and video through three simple steps. First, they find the right topics people search for before buying. Second, they create and repurpose quality content into articles, videos, podcasts, and infographics. Third, they distribute this content across hundreds of sites, including your own site and social profiles. This approach brings visitors without paying for ads. Learn more at www.hyperdigitalmarketing.com.
Picking up on multi-platform content. How do you handle the actual distribution without it becoming overwhelming?
The answer is systems. You find relevant topics people search for before buying, create one solid piece of content, then repurpose it systematically. The key is not doing everything manually. Companies publishing over 16 blog posts per month achieve 3.5 times more traffic than those publishing 1 to 4. But if you're repurposing each post into 5 formats and distributing across 10 channels, you're multiplying that effect.
Interesting.
In other words, volume matters less than leverage. Or put another way, you get more impact by amplifying one great piece of content than by creating 10 mediocre pieces.
That's a really good distinction. How does this tie into SEO, though? Are they competitors or partners?
They're partners, really. The most effective strategy involves using omnichannel distribution to build initial awareness, then using SEO to capture ongoing search demand. Distribution seeds awareness and creates touchpoints. SEO captures people actively searching for solutions. Together, they cover both ends, discovery and intent.
Makes sense. Think of it this way. Organic search accounts for 53% of all website traffic. You can't ignore that. But social media influences 71% of consumer buying decisions. You need both angles covered.
Exactly. Use distribution for launches, announcements, case studies. Use SEO for service pages and evergreen topics. They complement each other.
What about businesses in highly competitive markets where SEO results take forever?
That's exactly where distribution shines. SEO has limitations in competitive niches. Results take time, and sometimes you're outgunned by bigger brands. Distribution gives you an alternative path. You're building brand presence and authority across multiple platforms while your SEO catches up. Amazon sellers who leverage outside traffic from TikTok, Google searches, and influencer shoutouts experienced up to 25% higher conversion rates compared to those relying solely on Amazon's internal traffic.
25% higher conversions. That's the kind of number that gets attention in boardrooms. So for those of you listening who feel stuck waiting for SEO to kick in, what's one thing you should start doing tomorrow?
Pick your best performing content, a blog post, a product guide, whatever resonates, and repurpose it into 2 new formats this week. Turn it into a short video and an infographic. Post the video on YouTube and TikTok. Share the infographic on Pinterest and LinkedIn. Track where the traffic comes from. You'll see that different audiences consume content differently, and you're leaving money on the table if you're only optimizing for search.
Love that! Practical, actionable, and you can start today. To wrap up, the real choice for e-commerce owners is whether you prioritize sustained search demand, broad exposure, or both. And honestly, in today's world, omnichannel content distribution is the new normal. Customers shop across multiple channels, and they spend more when they do. So meet them where they are. Thanks for joining us today. This was incredibly valuable.
Thanks for having me. Great conversation.